With KEZU News, I'm Michelle Loxton. King tides will roll into the coastline this weekend. That's a non-scientific term for high tides that occur a couple of times each year. But as KEZU's Erica Mahoney reports, there are some misperceptions about king tides.
On a sunny morning in Capitola last month, Gary Gregg sits on a little seawall that's situated between a sandy beach and a row of brightly painted condos. Griggs is a professor of earth science at UC Santa Cruz. He says at high tide, water can wash up to the condo's front doors.
Every one of these apartments has a piece of plywood and sandbags in front of their doors, which says something about what they're expecting.
The sandbags could come in handy this weekend when king tides lap up the shoreline. They typically fall on full or new moons, when the moon's gravitational pull means tides come farther in and retreat farther back. But Greg says it won't be much different than a typical high tide. There's a misperception that king tides are 2 feet above normal, when really it's a matter of a couple of inches.
I think king adds a bit of drama to it, like these must be really big and really powerful.
Still, Greg says these high tides are a glimpse of what's to come with anticipated sea level rise of 3 to 6 feet in the next century.
It's possible, theoretically, to be 10 feet. And 10 feet is, yeah, up to the roof of these units.
The region is starting to prepare for sea level rise, a story KAZU will be bringing you later this month. In Capitola, Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.